Hello guys, welcome to another episode of my podcast Vibes and Cruise. First of all, happy new month to everyone. Then happy birthday to the Maybons, those born in the month of May. Happy birthday to you. More life, more wins, and I wish you success in all your endeavors. So straight to the topic, to the discussion of today. I saw a video online of it was actually a wedding. So the bride and the bridesmaids were dancing. You know, the bride was just coming in and she was dancing also with the bridesmaids. But there's a lady, part of the bridesmaid, that was, you know, a part of her body was exposed. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's bad or wrong for her to expose her body. First off, it's her body, so she can wear anything she desires to wear. So I'm not saying it's wrong or it's correct in any way. I'm just stating the obvious, she wore something that was, you know, exposing. So they were dancing and someone just went ahead to spray her money. So it sparked different views on Twitter because most people were saying there was no reason, she did not have to wear that to the wedding because she should not wear something that would expose her body and everything. So yeah, I just brought it on my show and I just want different people's opinion. So I'll be hosting some people on my podcast that will be talking about, you know, their opinions and their views about it. So stay tuned.
So yeah, I was talking about the trending wedding timeline. Can you hear me?
Yes, just gone.
I was talking about the trending wedding saga on the timeline today. You know, it sparked up different opinions and different people were in their views about the issue. Some were saying, okay, she should not have that kind of outfit for the party. And that it's not fit, you know, it's not cool for her to wear that kind of outfit to the party because, you know, it's a wedding setting. Mm-hmm. Different people have been saying different things. And, you know, guys have been saying, you know, ladies talk about body positivity and choice of dressing. The thing is your choice of dressing, body positivity and everything. Let's start from Linda.
I don't think that was wrong. She was only trying to, like, be herself. Maybe she's the kind of person that enjoys showing off her body because maybe she feels she has it and she wants to flaunt it. I don't think the bride too was not comfortable because the man spraying her money is spraying he's attracted to. Besides, the bride is about to be taken, or she's already taken. So to me, I can wear that kind of attire to a wedding. So I think she was cool. She was a lot of vibes. I enjoyed everything. So I don't know. People are just saying things, but I feel contrary to some of those opinions, like that she's trying to sell her market and all that. She might not necessarily want to say her market. Maybe she's someone with a lot of vibes and she's an active person. So maybe that is what happened. And she was enjoying herself. And she was very comfortable with her clothing. So I don't think there's... that's where I see it. Yeah.
See. But it was like the bridesmaid's shoe. I felt like she was a happy one. Even happier than the bride because the way she was dancing. The vibe and everything.
Yeah,
I don't know. Can we say she's not happy about the wedding? The bride is not happy about the wedding. Oh, I don't understand. Or is it because all attention was like on the bridesmaids that was dancing?
No. Because she was even at the front, so she wasn't even seeing the girl at the back dancing, you know, with so much vibes. So when she came in, she was already moody. I think maybe something happened before that time. Maybe, you know, when you're having an occasion, people might get you upset, one thing or the other. Either this or this. Maybe it's normal. So I don't think she was upset with her friend dancing. She wasn't really looking at her friend. It's when the man started spraying the friend that
got back.
Yeah. And the video was like, I think the video was caught there. We didn't get to see what later happened. If she was still moody or if she laughed. So, I don't know.
What do you feel about the whole matter?
I don't know, but for me, I feel it's not, you know, the man was the causer of everything. Because this is, like, this is what we see every day. Like, do you understand?
Yeah.
So I think if the bridesmaid or the bride, sorry, had like a problem with her dress, she would have told her, but yo, you allowed her, she came outside with you. So for me, it's nothing. Me, I actually like her vibe. So it's where the man now left the person that he was supposed to spray money to go and start spraying because of breast. All this breast man, you know, they understand.
That is what is catching his attention. The bride is already. It's true though, but
That was what if that was not like if that was not what happened. I feel like this video for not even go viral. Like, do you understand? Because this is what people wear every day. Like the bread, it's not today now that
it's a normal clothes. Like if you go to Lagos, yeah. Okay, you will see him.
Like
dies.
You get. Thank you. Do you even see the one that was no, I mean. Even the one that was at the girl's back, the same thing. It's just that her, just her breast that was covered. Then her tummy was, if it was not the net, I don't know. To me, it was the same thing. It's not the same thing. I like, thank you. I like what the girl did, I beg. It's not. It's
and
not
again, it's all these bloggers, all these bloggers with the commentary and everything. They are trying to make you seem like a bad person. Like, what would you do like if somebody is what is there? Somebody can ask. The person is just, you know, trying to get herself, like, enjoy herself. Doesn't mean that nobody else should enjoy themselves.
Thank you that we not dance. Excuse me. I was on my own. You said I should come and do bridesmaid for you. Does not mean that we not dance for you now. Nah. I don't understand. So
you're saying, like, something like that, like, you can allow it in your wedding for someone like that to come with that kind
so
of...
So, will I tell my friend not to dance in my occasion? Maybe if I see my friend that I am wearing a very seductive clothes, I will tell my friend, please, go back and change. I don't have that right because I didn't give her the material free. I didn't pay her transport. I gave her materials that should be. She bought it. She paid for the tailoring, the sewing. She came on her own, like, paid her fare. So, why would I tell her to... Did I even give her any styles to sew? I didn't tell her.
I already have the man I want to marry, so no stress.
No stress. Me, what the man did is okay. I like it. Just went gently to the person that is catching, giving him clues to spray and just he's already telling her his intention. There's no need to talk too much, no long talk. The person that he's feeling. The bride is your occasion, your is a barrier. She wasn't even smiling. She was just too moody.
Yeah, she was not even smiling. Me too.
The girl was even trying to make the thing just look like cover up or
lively,
something.
Yeah.
Changing it that what will happen if you're... All my friends are crazy. My girlfriend, if you come to my wedding and you don't...
Like, you get... If you know Chris, me, I go help you, Chris. I think I help you happy if you know I'm happy. So, to me, it's not, you know... Let everybody go and sit down. Like what you get, so
but your opinion that okay, she's free, she can do whatever she likes, and I don't think that disturbs you in any way,
yes, because the bride had her own time, her own decision to be so a very open clothes. Maybe she's the kind of person that likes to cover her body, or her husband likes her body covered, being covered. So it's her own occasion. So somebody else was trying to help her. So I don't think there's anything bad. It's just bloggers. When they comment, they try to make something seem where there's nothing. They try to make people feel that there's something there. I don't know.
Thank you. And I don't know, you saw her or you guys came out together. So basically you guys were in the room. Like you get in the dressing room or something. So if you did not like what she was putting on at that time, you would have told her, please, can you like don't go out there? Like, do you understand? But you allowed her. That means you never had a problem with what she was wearing. So that's it.
Yeah. Okay. You know, people have different opinions and different.
Yeah, that's it.
So like different people were coming out. Okay, if I was the one, I would chase her out of the wedding. I'm not supposed to wear that kind of thing to my wedding, and you know stuff like that. So, it's what she decides to wear, and I don't think there should be, you know, I don't think there should be any distinct for it. I don't think there should be any problem for it, you know, coming to the party and dancing and everything. Just like what to hear your opinions on it. So yeah, thank you for being on my podcast. I really appreciate you. And yeah, they are at Linda Forever and at that girl Ajax. So, so please go for amazing content you can follow up. So, yeah, thank you for being on my podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, okay.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying tuned. So the voices you just heard are those of Linda and Vivian. So you can go check their profiles out on Twitter. So they aired their views and they stated their opinion, saying they don't feel she's wrong because, you know, she's just having fun. Just a young lady having fun at a wedding party. You know, she's just dancing and it's not her fault that whatever happened happened. And they don't feel she's wrong. And probably the bride must have seen her before, you know, came in the procession and everything. So they felt she was not wrong and everything is fine. Well, everyone definitely has an opinion. So yeah, thank you for staying tuned once again. I really appreciate you. Peace out.